Hey there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Local Influencers Podcast. I'm your host, Abel, and today I am joined by Bailey of COGS Co-working Space. Bailey, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, glad to be here, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on because I have, before I even reached out and we spoke, you know, online, I had been looking into your space and I didn't realize we had a co-working space here in town. I know in Austin there's a bunch, and I've been to a few with my friends when I'm up there, and I was like, oh wow, we have one. Like, it's really cool. So let's just start with the basics. What made you want to open up the space, and when did you officially open?
So I actually made this space with my mom, of all people. She's the one that's there day to day, really running the business, and we work collaboratively on everything. She found co-working spaces kind of like you. She'd seen them in Austin. She'd seen them at other places. Love the concept, love the idea of being able to foster that community for people looking for a space to work in. And I was, you know, working on some other, well, I wanted to do some business services, and we realized, you know, this would actually be great if we could put all these together and actually bring co-working to Corpus Christi. We ended up finding out at that time that we were not the first co-workers to come to Corpus Christi. There was another one. They really had a nice model for wanting to be there for the startup companies. But they were really focused on, they had a location that was downtown, was on a higher floor, and they wanted that Austin feel for co-working space. And totally, if that's what you were looking for, that was what they had. But Corpus Christi is a bit more urban in that you have to have something that's quick in an easy pop out. So when we did our location, it just worked better where we were at for our people.
Yeah, awesome. I understand. And probably when they were around is when all that construction downtown was under forever, you know. I mean, I still feel like there's still happening about down there, but like it's probably not the best place. I know myself, I wouldn't probably run into a building and then go fly in the floor, and you know, so probably having your own kind of, you know, brick and mortar place is probably the best thing. And so the space, what was y'all's vision for it? Because I've seen photos and I did the virtual tour. Awesome idea, by the way. Whoever did that
does Matterport tours for residential properties, but I love the idea of being able to do them for businesses. So for people needing to see a space like that. So he's a local guy here that does Matterport photography, residential photography too. So we were able to have him do that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
When people want to come see stuff, but you don't want to because of COVID.
That's been my biggest problem. I know you, as we spoke, you offered me to do the interview there because y'all have a podcast space and the, like, creator space and stuff. But I had just recently, I was in the hospital for COVID. So I was like a scare. Like, I haven't really been surrounded by human beings in a long time. I've been, you know, like, I get off at the post office real quick and I'm done. And however, I go back to work next week, and so all that's gonna, I have to get over my fears, and I'm excited to actually go there in person. Now, I know that you guys, I know the different kind of passes you guys offer. Like I said, I've stalked y'all's business, you know. I've been all over your website, everything.
We stalked your social media too. That's why I was like, oh yes, let's do that.
Awesome. So for the people that haven't heard of you guys or haven't followed you on social media, you want to talk about the different passes that you have to offer?
Sure. I always think of co-working as kind of like a gym membership for office space. It's month to month, so nobody has to worry about crazy commitments. And there's different packaging to help based off of what your needs really are. People love the idea of having an office, but let's face it, if you're trying to find office space in Corpus Christi, you're looking at minimum year-long leases for something that's probably more space than you actually need. You then have to think about furnishing all of it. You have to think about all of the amenities, like, are you going to have your internet there? Of course you are. You're trying to run your business. Are you going to need a printer or a copier there? You're going to want a coffee machine there just so that you can take a break. Are you going to think about who's going to clean it up? Are you going to be cleaning up your office every week? So that's where co-working comes in, because maybe you just want to be able to have an office to get away, you know, even for a day. Even if you just wanted a day pass, we do day passes. You can come have common space membership that gives you all of our resources for that. If you know you're going to be in town, we had a lot of people that are just traveling to Corpus and they need somewhere to work for the week while they're here visiting family. We've got a week pass that'll give you every day of that week. If you know that you want a space, but maybe it's even only a couple of days a month, not even necessarily, maybe once a week, we have an affiliate membership pass that gives you 5 passes in a month. And then it kind of goes up to our Express membership that gives you a bit more. I think it's like 3 passes a week for that. Then there's our full-time, that means you can come any day, anytime that you need to. Our full-time members also get after-hours access, so it's not just those 9-to-5 business hours. They can come in even if they need space in the evenings. Then we have dedicated desk memberships. We don't actually do private offices, but we've had a few coworkers that when our dedicated desk space are an office that have 3 desks in it, and if you have that dedicated desk, it's your space. No one else can use it but you. So I've had members that booked all 3 so that they can then turn it into a private office.
I think that works.
And we have at least, I have one member that she booked all 3 so that she could make a private office. We were happy to reconfigure it for her. And as long as she maintains all 3 memberships, that's her space. That's her privacy. I have another guy that did that as well, but it's him and his assistant that's in there. And then I have another company that's got teams. So then the whole team is in there. So there's 3 people, but it's a private office for them. So depending on what people's needs are, we have that flexibility to yet. Wow.
All right. Awesome. So you kind of cut off there, but you're saying you basically have flexibility from anyone, from someone like me, just a self kind of business run, to a team of people that are running a business. So you offer, and then different types. I've already told myself the next time I get a vacation, which I mean, I can't be thinking about that because I've been offered 2 months, but the next time I get a vacation, I am going to rent probably like a week space, because I also write and I have like 4 books published. And for some reason, when I'm at home, it's a lot harder for me to get into that groove of my writing and creative writing. And so I always do a lot of my writing in coffee shops and stuff. And so I just like to be around, like, you know, around other people, other, you know, a lot of the times, like I was in Portland, Oregon, and that is just like, it's like a bigger Austin kind of, and it's just filled with creative people working, and you can just feel the energy when people are working and everybody's working on different projects around each other. There's just a certain energy about it that, like, you just kind of just sparks you. And so I already said, like, okay, well, like, you're getting a week pass and you're going to go over there and that's going to be your writer's retreat for the week. So
that's kind of what's great about co-working. People, you know, working from home can be awesome. People love the idea of, I get up when I need to, I can work in my pajama pants. But some people need that separation to get themselves to focus. And then there's that isolation that can come from it. You know, working from home is great, but you don't have that water cooler moments. You don't have that moments where you talk, get your coffee and talk about, oh, what are you going to be doing this weekend? It's Friday. Who do you just have that mental relax with for a second that you can visit with? Well, co-working spaces give you that ability to do that. And there's also not that like inner office animosity of, oh, it's, that's the slacker coworker, I don't want to go talk to them.
It's like, I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, but it's like, there's this one TikTok. I mean, everybody's on TikTok nowadays. There's this one and it's like, hey, Susan. And he's like, I hate that bitch. I'm not going to her. We know. And that's like, that's totally me at work. I'm like, hey. And then I turn around, I'm like, oh, I can't stand her. You know, but it's like, you don't have that. You know what I mean? Because you don't know these people. They don't work with you. And so tell me, you mentioned, you know, co-working space and people are afraid to go there because of COVID sometimes. But how did you manage to kind of work around that hurdle? Because I ask everyone that I've talked to almost, how did COVID affect you and the way you manage your business?
So COVID was really interesting. So we opened up, well, we started getting everything ready in the end of the summer of 2019. That's when we got the building, we started getting it set up, and we kind of had a soft open by November. So we had some people that were using it, but it wasn't a lot. But something that we started early on is that we also do virtual mailboxes. So that's if you want to have a business, but you work from home, but you don't want to have to put your business address on everything. You put our business address and you basically have, it's kind of like a P.O. box, but instead of having to put P.O. box where you can't get all mail shipped, you can't do particular things because it's not a physical brick and mortar address. You can do that with a virtual mailbox, right? So we started that up just being able to have it for our coworkers and for anybody. And then come spring 2020, when it hit, we realized during the quarantine, we actually were able to stay open because we are a mail receiving center. We're required to stay open to receive mail. And really, if you had a virtual mailbox, COVID was perfect because you didn't have to go somewhere to get your mail. You get a little email notification, or if you have the app, you get a notification that you have mail, that we scanned it. You can tell us to open it up. We scan it for you. And then you basically just have a PDF copy of your mail. If it's something you want us to then forward to you, we can. So that allowed us to stay open and also kind of figure out what we were doing, whereas a lot of other people had just had to go in quarantine and figure it out after the fact. So during that time, we were able to get our air conditioner completely retrofitted. So we put in new air filtration at that time. We put in hand sanitizer stations. We looked at how we configured the space. You've seen it through the virtual tour. We really opened up that building when we got it. It had been a very traditional doors, closed off open office space. We opened up as much as we could to make these common areas. So then we reconfigured a little bit to say, okay, if we want to make these nice, comfortable spaces, but also still give people space so that they can be social distance, how do we do it? And we were already really good set up for it because we were still kind of early on in how we were figuring it out. And I guess it didn't hurt us a lot because we were still newly open. So we didn't have a lot of membership that we lost during it. We were still building up our membership. And then for us, it's been great because now post-COVID, everybody has been sent to work from home. They don't necessarily want to work from home anymore.
They're sick of it. Everyone's like, get me out of here. Like, yeah. So I completely understand that. And that's cool. I'm like a serial entrepreneur. I have a lot going on. And so I recently opened up an online store this week, my very first like official web business store. And I had to fill out all these forms and, you know, sales tax forms, blah, 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 boring stuff that people don't want to hear about. But like, I didn't, on my website, you have to provide an address for returns, you know, or else like Google and everybody else won't index you. And so like, I just didn't feel comfortable putting my physical address on there, you know? And so I'm like looking into PO boxes and the virtual boxes. So I'm glad that you explained what a virtual box is, because on the internet, when I read up on it, I just really didn't quite understand the thing of it. I'm like, so how exactly does this work? So that's cool that you guys offer that as well.
We actually have who does returns. And so, cause we know the account says returns from this store. When we have boxes come in, we store them. We have to get you to approve the cost to forward them to you. Or if you're someone that's local, you can always do local pickup. Most of our mailbox people are not even from here. They're from out of state, or we get some people that are digital nomads. They travel all around, but they want to have a mailbox that's where they receive all of their stuff and then just ship it out to wherever they happen to be at that time.
That's cool. So just kind of for my own selfish purposes, how do you sign up for those virtual? Can we do it on your website, or do we have to go in and do that? A website?
No, we like to be all digital as much as possible. So on our website in the top right corner, there's a pricing for our membership, and then there's one for the virtual mailboxes, and it shows you anybody with virtual mailboxes. I let them know, look, the starter one is $10 a month, $9.99. If you think you're going to use it, start with that one. And then if you realize, and it lets you get like 30 scanned pages a month, and then we hold stuff for certain days. Most people don't know how much they're going to use it when they get it. You can always upgrade later. I would hate for you to be like, I'll book this bigger one because I think I'm going to get a ton of mail. Just wait, upgrade. And as you get more mail, or upgrade your plan as you get more mail, and then you're good to go. And then there's an app for it, like I said. So what happens is we scan the front of that envelope when it comes in. You let us know, do you want us to open it and scan it? Do you want us to just shred it because it's junk mail? Or do you want us to forward it to you? We do whichever one you need.
Awesome. And
so you can do all your paperwork online. You do have to get a piece notarized, because that has to legally authorize us to be able to receive that mail for you and to be able to open it for you when you tell us to. It's just a one page and it auto fills out everything. You can just print it out. And I know there's a lot of online notaries too, so that makes that easy.
Awesome. Yeah. I have a friend that does notary, so that getting that done is always easy for me. All right. Awesome. And so just for, I guess, everyone, what you mentioned the different office spaces and the common spaces, but what about like creators? I briefly mentioned like you have like a podcast type. You basically have like a whole in-house like studio, I guess, you know. So what kind of different I don't know, it's like different office, like different spaces for creative types do you have to offer? Like, you know, we have content creators that are YouTubers here in town. And so what I know, like I said, I know that you guys have Ring Lights is up. And do you want to kind of go over those different spaces for like what a creative type, not necessarily a business would offer, but a creative type of person?
So when we were building out, we wanted, I talked about making it a very open space, and we wanted to create different layers of space. So whatever your needs are, there might be something to accommodate that. So, you know, right off when you're first getting in, there's the receptionist, which is nice because some people have that. But I want to be able to be like, yes, you can leave that with my receptionist. You get a receptionist when you have a company. So when you first come in, we have a bigger open space that has some high tables along a wall, and then some open or large tables for, like I said, those are those common spaces that are just open seating. You can sit down where you want, and then you can tag. If you're somebody that's available, you know, to talk, you don't have to say anything. But if you know, like, I really need to work and I need to focus, I can put a little sign that says, hey, please don't bother me, I'm focusing. Off that common space, though, we have another room that's got a couch and a bit more casual seating to give you that comfortability. All of our art, we're very strategic in how we decorated our wall space and our areas so that there is that, I guess, creative outlook, that creative aesthetic everywhere that you look, whether it's, you know, some wall art that says things like good vibes, versus a particular background. We've got some nice coloring on one wall that's just a whole, it's like got a lot of stripes. I'm not describing it as well, but it's meant to give it different layers and contrast of everything. We have a whole green wall where it looks like it's a plant that's on the wall. So it gives any of our content creators those different spaces that they can move to in backgrounds. If you need something that's a more formal seating, if you need something that's a more casual seating, if you need a different background for a shot over here, that's just partly built into our space. So we then wanted to take it a little bit further. And when we first started doing this, we built out phone booths. So we have three phone booths that are available to any of our members in case, you know, it is an open area. If you needed to take a private call, you could go over there. But then we thought better of it and said, well, these are good sized phone booths. Let's make each one of those content creator studios. So our phone booths are actually three different content creator studios that have different backgrounds and different setups. We do have a ring light that's available. So if you want to be able to come in and do your YouTube video or do your Zoom call, if you've got an interview that you need to do, we actually have a lot of people doing a lot of virtual interviews that maybe just get a day pass and come in and use our Zoom room for it. You can come in, have that private space that gives you that isolation, but also a nice aesthetic and background to be used. And we've created so many different ones that as a content creator, you can kind of just jump around wherever you want and it look like you have a massive studio for doing stuff.
Awesome. So it's cool for Instagram pictures too, y'all. So that'd be cool. Awesome. So before nice we wrap...
That's all tactile too. So.
Before we wrap, now's the time to kind of plug anything and everything you'd like. So you want to plug your website, your address, your social media, all that good stuff. And now's the time to do it.
We try to keep it simple. Our website is just cogscoworking.com. We like to think of Cogs as our cool office, great space. That's how we
That's awesome.
If you need to call us, it's 361-345-COGS. We kept it pretty straightforward. If you're uncertain, like, you know, you kind of mentioned, we have a whole virtual tour online. We actually do need to update it. We did that one about a year ago. And so like the phone booths are in there, but now with them being Zoom rooms, we want to update them because they've got a much different look to them. But the 3D tour still gives you the whole layout. The only thing I really didn't mention that I'd like to is the break room. I kind of mentioned when you get an office, you have to think about all those different resources. So we have a break room that is available to all of our members, whether it's a day pass, a week, or if you're a full dedicated desk membership person. We get you coffee. We've got you snacks. We honestly have a little stove in there. If you just wanted to bring your own stuff, we've got a little pizza oven. You want to bake something. We have a lot of our coworkers that just like to bring things to share. So we always keep it stocked with goodies. They are available to any of our members. It's not an out of charge. We keep coolers with cans of Coke, diet, whatever are available for you there. You want just bottled water. We've got all of that too. So we really try to take care of all those little details so that you can just focus on your work.
That is awesome. And your social media, you want to plug that really quick?
Well, that's also, we're big on Instagram. We do love our Instagram. So that's just at Cogs Coworking.
You're lucky that you were able to keep it simple all the way across, because everyone else like has to add like CC Texas or CC at CC, and, you know, so lucky for you that you didn't have to do that. I know the pain of like, I come up with this great name of something and then I'm like, I research it. I'm like, damn it. Like,
We were going to do this. So you kind of mentioned how we decided to do this. My mom likes the co-working space. I actually do like small business consulting that focuses on IT and branding. I do a lot of websites and stuff like that. So when we were doing it, it was, no, I want to make sure that we're going to get our username. And I literally would go to just like any random social media and be like, that's our username. We have it. Even if we're not using it, we've got it blocked.
Yeah, I'm the guy, like I just told one of my co-hosts for a different podcast, he was like, does anybody else do random business purchases at 5 a.m.? And I legit told him, I woke up at 3 a.m. the other day and I randomly had a good idea for a website. And so I bought the domain just in case. And so I had like 30 domains that are like parked.
I'm a domain holder too. I do
that. I'm like, one day I'm going to use this damn domain. So awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bailey, for informing us on all that good stuff. Hopefully I'll see you soon in person there. I'm really excited about that. And for all of my listeners, we will have Bailey's information for Cogs Coworking in our show description. All you'll have to do is click the link, make it that simple for you guys. And until next time, listeners, we'll talk to you very soon.